Welcome to Neon and Beyond, a weekly public affairs program produced by Lotus Broadcasting, raising awareness for issues in our community. We will also address the needs of local nonprofits in this entertaining half hour. And now, here is your host of the longest-running public affairs program in Southern Nevada, Steph McKenzie.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Neon and Beyond. I am your host, Steph McKenzie, of course, going to get you up close and personal with some wonderful things that are here in our own backyard you might not know of. You might have known them. They've added things. There's lots of fabulous things I always get involved with. So thank you for taking time this morning. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you Sydney Dot Cunningham. Good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate you coming in early this morning. And we are going to find out about Horses for Heroes and the Family Equestrian Center. And I know that this has become a big thing that has been going on with therapy and horses and stuff like that. So thank you for sharing with all of us this morning.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thank you very much. I have to get up early anyway to feed the horses, so it's not a big deal.
All right. So, yes, we do have horses in Las Vegas. For those that are new to Las Vegas, I remember moving here years and years ago, and it was like, there's animals in Vegas. I thought it was so hot. But taken care of on a different realm, especially coming from Wyoming, they're taken care of different, correct?
Well, they are. I mean, we have a lot of horses in the valley. You know, it's interesting, us living here in the West, we would not be here. We always think about the casinos and the glitz and the glamour, but really, it was horses that brought us here. Covered wagons, Pony Express, Stagecoach. This is the Wild West, and we're reminded of that every December, but sometimes we forget about it. So we hope that if you made it your New Year's resolution to ride a horse and you haven't yet crossed that item off your bucket list, now's the time.
Awesome. Okay, well, with that being said, Horses for Heroes is an organization that's been around for how long?
We started this organization in my backyard, as you said, in 2006. And it really is we like to think of it as a YMCA with horses. It is that place where you can go with your family, with your kids, to learn how to ride a horse, to learn how to care for a horse. And my goodness, if you're ever thinking about buying a horse, please spend some time with us year-round, and you'll either be more encouraged to do that, or maybe you'll just think about loving horses the rest of your life, not necessarily owning one.
It is an expensive hobby. That is one thing I do know for sure.
Well, it's a lifestyle. It's a 24/7, 365 lifestyle, and it is. They require their care. They have to be fed. They have to be taken care of. They have to be monitored, and it's not something that if you love going on vacations, you love taking your summers off and hiding inside in the air conditioning, not a great activity for you.
Absolutely. Positively. I used to do horse camp way back when in North Dakota. So it was something very fun. I loved it. But what do you guys do? What do you specifically want the public to know about you guys?
Well, our mission is to make horseback riding affordable and accessible for local heroes and our family. You know, there are thousands of men and women in our community who are in harm's way every single day, whether they're fighting fires or chasing bad guys or serving our community and country. They put a uniform on, they work in the ER, they are in harm's way every single day. And there's a lot of worry that goes along with that, whether you're the spouse or the children. And, you know, whether it's horses or any activity, these are distractions that allow you to pursue something that is important to you and not worry so much about what your mom and dad are doing. And on the other side, the mom or dad that are in harm's way might feel better because their children are going to camp or having fun riding horses. So it puts a little bit of a different spin on a very dangerous situation.
Well, they say that, and like I was saying before, that one of the new things really that is coming to the forefront is how the therapy with the horses for people that have, you know, post-traumatic stress or any of the trauma, that horses are really coming up and helping as far as all animals, but horses,
well,
really.
You know, it's been like that for years. I mean, in the DOC, Department of Corrections, they've been using horses to rehabilitate prisoners since the 60s, very, very successfully. They find that the recidivism rate of prisoners who have worked with horses and then get out mostly do not go back. And so we know these statistics. It is kind of a popular thing these days, thanks to movies and TV and YouTube and social media. But, you know, you cannot spend time with a horse, you know this, and not feel better about yourself. Whether you're a child who is feeling a little insecure or a little anxious, or a firefighter, or a police officer, or a service member come back from his active duty, you cannot spend time with a horse and not feel more confident, more trustful, respected, It's just the way they are. We can go on and on about the predator-prey relationship.
Well, and
all
I was going to say, one thing that happens when you're around a horse is it's the weirdest thing. If you've never done it, please get a hold of Horses for Heroes and try it out, because for some reason, you just forget about everything else because you're in that moment and concentrating on, you know, I mean, the first thing is you don't want to get kicked by a horse, but you want to respect the horse and you want to make sure they're taken care of because they didn't do anything to you and you're not going to do anything to them. And it just becomes this connection right away.
Well, that's exactly right. It is about the moment. Horses live in the present. And so you take people who are living in the past, who are stressing about the future, and you have no choice but to live in the moment. Horses live in the moment. And it gets a little bit more technical because, you know, we're carnivores and they're herbivores. And so they're afraid of us and they're huge. And so we're naturally afraid of them. But when you realize that they need us as their friend, their protector, it puts your whole mindset. Yes, they're huge and they're big. But when you realize that they are relying upon you to be the right person that's going to help them and not harm them, it softens your edges and it makes you feel, this person needs me. This person needs me right now. So I'm not worried about the things that have happened in the past or what's going to come in the future. I need this person right now to trust and respect me so we can get on down the road. And that's really the point of it.
Well, I love it. So Horses for Heroes this morning, if you're joining us on Neon and Beyond, and Sydney Knott Cunningham, president, CEO, and founder. And so now we know the why, and now we know why people should go out there. And, you know, everyone's always looking for a new thing to do or something to try. And you want people to come out there. Where are you guys at?
We absolutely do. We are in a location. It's a kind of a rural urban ranch. It's at a little bit around Lone Mountain in Buffalo, really kind of central. 4975 North Miller Lane is our actual address. We are open Saturdays and Sundays, 10 to 2. Always check the website just to make sure we haven't closed because of weather. You know, we do get weather in Las Vegas. Had snow a year ago, didn't we?
Don't jinx us.
You might have it again. But we are open 10 to 2 for what we call open barn, which is when you can come out, visit the ranch. We have a barnyard with goats and a donkey.
And this is
and
open
pigs.
For everyone.
It's open for active duty veterans, first responders, school teachers, nurses, but anyone can join as a friend on their website for $50. Again, going with the YMCA model, you have to be a member. But if you want to come out one time, bring your family, check it out, see if it's for you, we will certainly welcome you. If you want to sign up for lessons or camps or the activities that we offer, we'd love for you to be a member.
So there's a lot going on with you guys. So where are you guys on the web?
It's horsesforheroes.org with the number 4.
Awesome. And is that the best way to see what's going on, activities and get
exactly? We have a calendar and I keep it pretty updated. We're also on Facebook. We also are a national organization. This is our headquarters, our flagship facility, and we do have affiliates throughout the country. But in Las Vegas, the best way to check us out. And if you're visiting, if you're here for the weekend and you want to know something other than the neon side of Las Vegas, come on out and ride a horse.
All right. So now you've got lots of things going on throughout the whole year that people can get involved with, too. What do you have coming up?
We have President's Day Camp coming up on, I believe it's tomorrow. And that's always a fun way just to spend the day at the ranch. The open barn we have, as I said, every Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 2. Spring break camp is coming up in April. And we do 10 weeks of summer camp.
Wow, you have a summer camp for
everyone. We do, once a week for 10 weeks, and it's super fun. Kids are outdoors. You know, for all that we complain about children today and technology and tablets and cell phones and all that, we take that all away. And for 5 days, for 40 hours, the children have no technology. There's nothing digital about a horse. It's all nothing virtual. You're in the real world. And you know what? I never hear a complaint about not playing a video game. They love the tug of war. They love the archery. They love the ninja course. Children will play outdoors and have fun if you let them.
Absolutely. I agree. As a mom of a 6 and 7 year old, I absolutely agree. I'm going to have to look into that camp. That sounds very, very interesting.
It's a lot of fun. They go home. I think the best thing we offer to parents in this community is we send children home really, really tired.
Awesome. Even
and hungry.
Better.
And hungry. Tired and hungry. They eat well. I've had parents tell me that when they spend time at our camps, two really important byproducts that I thought were pretty overwhelming. One is that they eat better than they've ever eaten before, and they're more interested about their pets. They go home more interested about the guinea pig, the ferret, the rabbit, the cat, the dog. They want to feed them. They want to care for them. They want to clean up after them because, believe it or not, the children's favorite activity at the ranch is mucking stalls.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
And tell people what that is.
That is scooping poop.
Who would have thought? That is crazy.
They beg to do it. They love it.
All right. And what are some things that you would like everyone to know about you guys as far as what their, you know, notions already are coming into it? What are you not and what are you?
Well, we are a nonprofit. Like any nonprofit, we thrive on donations and sponsorships and volunteers. We welcome anyone 16 and older to come out and volunteer with us, whether it's a one and done or on a regular basis.
I'm sure you're big with 4-H.
There is no real 4-H here.
Oh, there isn't?
No, not really. No.
Oh, okay.
And FFA is away in Pahrump. But we do have, we work with high school kids, a lot of high school kids for community service hours. They can work a week of camp, for example, and get 40 hours just right off the bat. All of our volunteer student counselors are local teenagers, which is a great way for them to also maybe to learn a new career. They're wonderful careers in
Absolutely.
Parks and recreation and camps. We charge $35 for a writing lesson. It costs us $50 to give that lesson. It's a very, very expensive. Making horseback riding affordable is very expensive. Our fixed costs run about $15,000 a month. So we do rely on community sponsorships, donations, our Sponsor a Horse program to close that gap between what it costs us to deliver the services we provide and what we can charge. We also have free workshops, as you mentioned, for veterans with post-traumatic stress, first responders, victims of domestic abuse and violence, recovering addicts, foster farms. We do free field trips for Clark County School District. A couple years ago, we had about 3,000 kids come through. Hay doesn't grow on trees.
Right. It's expensive.
Neither does money. It is very expensive. So you can donate at our website, horsesforheroes.org. Any amount, $100, feeds all of our farm animals for 1 week. So we appreciate the community support. That's what's gotten us this far for starting our 14th year serving the community, and we're proud to be here.
That is awesome. All right, so if you're looking for them, of course, you can go on online, horsesforheroes.com.
Org.
And the other thing that I would tell people is don't be scared. Just try it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just come on out. And we have miniature horses. We have the barnyard. We're not going to put you on a horse the minute you come out. But the whole environment, you know, we have picnic tables and shaded trees. And sometimes just coming out and watching the horses ride is therapeutic or relaxing. Not a lot of places, you know, in Las Vegas where we can do this anymore. Many of them have closed. We've lost Bonnie Springs. So pretty soon we may be the last man standing if you want to go experience a rural country experience in the middle of the city.
That is awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Sydney Knott Cunningham, before we let you go, any last words?
Nope. Thank you for being here and Happy New Year. Make it your resolution to come out and ride a horse.
I think that's amazing. Get to know them. Go out and try it. It's a good, good place. I've heard about you guys. I've never been able to experience it, but I think that
that's
this summer
change.
Will be in my future. Absolutely. Coming soon. Horses for Hero, the Family Equestrian Center. Check it out. Lots of things going on throughout the whole year. Summer camps, day camps, and a nonprofit so you can get involved and volunteer as well. So thank you again for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a great edition of Neon and Beyond. This morning, getting right to it, going to get you up close and personal with things that go on in our own backyard here in Southern Nevada, Clark County, and the greatest state ever, all of us here in Nevada. And this morning we are joined with some beautiful ladies with a great event that's coming up. It's going to be at the Green at Town Square, and we are going to be walking to get rid of pancreatic cancer forever. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you Rebecca Shanahan. Good morning. She is a great volunteer with the organization and working hard to do wonderful things. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Thanks for having us again.
Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it. And Gina Churchill, she's a volunteer as well, coming in to share stories and tell us how to get involved this morning and all that good stuff. So thank you for coming in as well.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I know this early Sunday morning, but this event, we're rolling into the 6th annual event, and we're going to start with you, Rebecca. Tell us what's going on.
Sure. On March 21st, and as you mentioned, it's at the Green at Town Square, is our 6th annual Purple Stride presented by Optum Care Cancer Care. It really is the run and walk to end pancreatic cancer. It's one of almost 60 awareness events in the U.S. to create awareness and fundraising dollars for the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. It is everything we do at PanCan depends on Purple Stride, but it's not the only thing we do. We are really the go-to organization for everything related to pancreatic cancer. We have a very aggressive research program. We've funded over $100 million in research grants. We have an advocacy program, and then we have our volunteer awareness program and a very successful patient central program for those who have been affected by pancreatic cancer can find support and additional information.
All right. So we're going to get to the websites and how people can find that out. But let's start right from the beginning. For those that might know, we've probably heard pancreatic cancer, but you know, kind of, we're not doctors, but the medical term of it, what is your pancreatic and what does that do for you?
Well, I might hand that over to my friend here, Gina Churchill. And just to back up for a second, we've been involved here with the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network for about 8 years. And I had lost my father and a dear girlfriend to the disease. And had
did you know what it was before it hit?
No. And in fact, when I was impacted twice, that's when I was really ticked off, because I had learned from my girlfriend's diagnosis that it was somewhat rare and very aggressive. And I knew it was going to be fast.
And like right there, I said I wasn't going to stop you, but I mean, I think a lot of things that people just don't know what this is. Yeah. And we hear cancer and we think, oh, cancer, we know is the word that could take somebody in our life. But this pancreatic cancer, I think, is just one of those anomalies that we just don't know.
Mm-hmm. And in my journey and getting involved with the organization, I met my friend Gina, and we've been working together, along with the one hiding in the corner over there, Renee, for 8 years, really locally together, spreading awareness and raising funds for pancreatic cancer. And she is a survivor, and she's pretty amazing. So
I think
I'll
we should give her a round of applause.
Right?
It's amazing. Being a survivor is
and
huge.
So
it's big.
She has a really amazing story about how she was diagnosed, and I'll let her share kind of the details on the disease.
Okay. Well, and I think that it's important to hear your story too, because what I've been told and what I know is that this type of cancer is something that's very hard to overcome.
Absolutely.
And how many years are you free?
Nine.
See you guys listening this morning. First of all, thank you for listening.
Yes.
That's a big deal. I mean, that is huge.
It's a huge deal. And we have Purple Stride because every year that's when I celebrate a new year. So there we go.
And
all
what
for
is,
you.
It is.
Yeah.
That time just
Everyone
for you.
Does it for me.
So tell us about pancreatic cancer.
So
and your story.
Pancreatic cancer, it affects your pancreas, and your pancreas is responsible for your insulin. And it actually is such a central part of your entire body. You can't live without it. We don't have artificial means as of now to mimic the functions. So what it does is it controls all the hormones, it controls the insulin, it controls enzymes, every little function in your body. Your pancreas is the central core of that, very similar to your heart. So you can't live without it. And there's really no, like I said, artificial means to mimic it right now.
And this is a cancer that when it's diagnosed, it's aggressive.
It is aggressive. There are no early means for detection. So there's no real...
There's no mammogram. There's no colonoscopy.
Yeah, there's no symptoms that you would say, oh, you definitely have pancreatic cancer. I mean, everyone has lower back pain. Everyone has stomach pain.
Nausea occasionally.
Yeah, there's just so many things that are so common and that happen that you would just... You know, I have the flu, I have a stomach ache, I have a back ache. There's nothing that says, oh, hey, you should probably check your pancreas.
And most doctors, when you go in for those symptoms over and over and over again, they'll just say you have gastrointestinal issues. And that is really, really common. And so our healthcare professionals are not that educated either on how to properly diagnose the disease. And that's why it's so deadly, is because it's not caught until it's stage four.
So what is your story? How did you find out?
So I was in 2010 in and out of the hospital with asthma exacerbations. Again, your pancreas affects everything. And this happened to affect my breathing. So I was wheezing. They couldn't get a hold on it and all that good stuff. And in 2011, I had been in the hospital for a month. They were finally able to stabilize my breathing, and they wanted to do a final CT just to make sure that, you know, my lungs were clear and everything. So as I did that CT, they saw the tumor on my pancreas.
they looked back on prior CTs and had seen that it had been growing this whole entire time. So at that time, the doctors weren't too concerned. I wasn't a man. I wasn't 70 years old. I wasn't an alcoholic. And those
or
are
a smoker.
Common factors. Or a smoker. So they were like, oh, you know, it could be anything. Let's not worry about it. But there was a doctor that said, you know what? Let's just go in and take a peek and see what it is. And sure enough, they did a biopsy. I woke up and my family was around me and nobody was happy.
And then what happened?
That started a whirlwind of all kinds of stuff. There aren't a lot of surgeons that can successfully perform the surgery. It has to be a surgeon that has done it over a period of time to even say it's successful. So there weren't a lot of doctors in Las Vegas at that time that gave me that confidence. I ended up going to Utah, found an amazing surgeon, and he performed surgery on me. And when all was said and done, he came out and said it had spread to 13 of the 21 lymph nodes. It was a part of the portal vein, part of the mesenteric artery. It had gone all kinds of places. So after telling me that, I asked him, okay, what comes next? And he said, let's wait 6 months and see if you're still alive.
Oh my gosh.
That's scary.
Very scary. I was 38 years old, 4 kids. It was not anything that I had wanted or thought about. It was never on the radar. And so here I was. And so I had to make some tough decisions.
And 9 years later, look at you.
9 years later, here I am.
And helping others that are going through this. Because, you know what, when we talk about things here on Neon and Beyond, of course, it affects all of us no matter what. 6 degrees of separation even gets smaller than that anymore. We've met people that have had a diagnosis of something or have gone through something in our family, other families, or coworkers, correct?
Yes.
And you get to go out and shine your light now. So I just, that's amazing.
It is amazing. And you just said something that was like really important. You know, everybody is affected by cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, melanoma. There's so many different cancers. And so a lot of times we have friends and family that are like, well, why do I help with this? Why is this important? Because we have this cousin who has this. We have this aunt who has this. My mom has this. Because PanCAN does give research funds. And those research funds are then given to these researchers, obviously, that are doing research. Well, in their research, they're finding cures not only for pancreatic cancer, they're finding cures for other cancers incidentally. And so why should you get involved? Why should you donate funds? Because we're not only curing pancreatic cancer, which is our goal. We are looking for cures outside of that as well.
I like that you said that too, because that's one thing that I know when people email me or when we do these walks, people get so upset that the money goes to research. Where do you want the money right to go to? Because without research, without finding a cure somewhere, what are we going to do?
Well, and I would add too that when people ask those questions, you know, the response is, hey guys, this is the third leading cause of cancer deaths behind breast and colon. Like, it's time to pay attention. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't going away. It's not getting any better unless people stand up like they have for breast and colon to start making a difference.
And what's the survival rate now?
It's 10%.
10%. We're double digits this year.
Over 5 years. After 5 years, 10% of those diagnosed.
Oh, see, we're making great strides. Yes. I mean, well, that is amazing.
And I think since we started volunteering, it was at 5% when I started volunteering.
4%.
Was it 4? Mm-hmm. And now it's 10. So we're slowly making, some traction. And I can't boast enough about this organization and the amazing things they do. And I think they will be a part of a transformative, a miracle in this disease.
Well, I hope everyone listening this morning is as moved as I am, because every time I get to bring these beautiful ladies in and every time this organization comes to us, there's new hope. We always live by hope, because that's, you know, the foundation of all of this. So thank you for sharing some of that hope this morning. We have a few more minutes. Talk about the walk and how we can get involved and where we can go.
Sure. Again, the walk is on March 21st at the Green at Town Square. You can register at www.purplestride.org/Las Vegas. It's family friendly. We have a purple play zone. The Disney princesses are always there. I think the McGruff dog is coming. Adult, you can do a timed race or an untimed race.
I was just going to ask, can you run and or walk?
You can. Yep. Very, open
can you
to
waddle?
Both.
I like to waddle.
I like to walk.
Run,
I
walk.
Will run, run, walk.
You can stride.
And if people aren't in town or can't or aren't local, you can certainly register as a virtual strider for $10.
I love that.
Right? I think that's an amazing idea. It's $10. Give up a Starbucks.
Absolutely. You know, like, and besides $10. This walk, real quick, too, if people want to get involved throughout the organization and help, there's lots of things that go on throughout the year, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of activities leading up to November, which is our awareness month. Every summer, we go to DC to talk to our representatives on the Hill about what they can do to help increase funding for cancer research. I find that to be one of the most impactful things that we do. But yeah, there's a lot of, Renee's really good about trying to bring everybody together almost monthly for something to do. We go quiet around the holidays and sometimes when it's really hot in the summer. But
right.
But for the most part, the organization here locally has grown. There's a good support group and a lot of people that have been impacted that use their time and use their time to drive the mission forward.
So the Green at Town Square, it's our sixth annual on March 21st walk for pancreatic cancer, getting rid of it forever. Are we forgetting to thank anyone this morning?
Optum Care Cancer Care.
Yes, yay.
They have been a consistent presenting sponsor. Anderson Dairy, Comprehensive Cancer Centers just signing on. Who else back there in the corner you're hiding from the microphone? Ver Law Group,
DNL Roofing. We can't hear you. She's yelling at us.
I'm trying to repeat.
Well, and I'd like to also thank everybody listening this morning. And for those of you that are possibly moved and want to get involved, for whatever reason or organization you get involved, volunteers are the core of every organization. So thanks to people who donate their time. And remember, it doesn't have to be forever and ever and on and on and on. It could be this walk. It could be next month. It could be whenever you want to. But I hope that you have felt compelled to get involved in something.
And Stephanie, just one last thank you. Thank you to you. Every year,
you.
I think, close to every year.
For championing us.
Yeah, we've gotten to tell our stories. So thank you.
Well, thank you both for coming in this morning. The beautiful Rebecca Shanahan and Gina Churchill and your stories. And thank you so much. The sixth annual Walk for Pancreatic Cancer, Getting Rid of It, the PanCam organization, the Green at Town Square on March 21st. I hope everyone takes the time to at least get out, get to know it, or be a virtual walker.
Yay.
And give us a website real quick before we get.
www.purplestride.org/Las Vegas.
Thank you, ladies, for coming in this morning. You guys are great. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of the time.
Thank you.
Good luck at the walk. And thank you for listening to Neon and Beyond. If you have a concern or you want to email me or anything, you can. It's Steph, STEPH, at 0.97.com. Until we meet again, put a big smile on your face. This is Neon and Beyond.
If you would like to contact us with any comments, program ideas, or would like to raise awareness for your nonprofit organization or event, email Melissa Meyer at melissa@lvradio.com. Neon and Beyond is a public service of Lotus Broadcasting in Las Vegas, Nevada.